All right, good morning. Okay, so some of you are seeing me for the very first time. Hi, I'm Jay. It's really a privilege to be invited by HR to teach project management. If you're wondering why it says Carlos Antonio on your sheet, I had a project management module, but they said that nakaka-nosebleed daw. All right, so they said, can you keep with the simple one that Pastor Carlos made? So, in keeping with the tradition, and since he's already rolled it out, we're just going to take from there, and maybe I can share some insights from my presentation, and then just put it once in a while. All right. Some of you, I just came from an ENLI teacher's training yesterday, and they say that there are different modes of learning. Different people learn differently. So some people, they zone out pag masyadong maraming details. Right. So this is meant for those people. But since Carlos isn't the one teaching, I'm going to put some things that you might zone out. But there may be learners in the room who might want to listen. So okay lang ba yun? All right, so first of all, I'd like to thank everybody for what you do. Now that I'm taking a post as comm director, I'm seeing things from a different vantage point. And really, I just want to thank everybody for doing what you're doing right now. Really, in Acts 6, what was needed for the word to be continued to be preached and for prayer to continue in the church were administrators, people who are full of the Spirit and full of wisdom. Tignan niyo katabi niyo, mukha bang full of the Spirit, full of wisdom. Okay, convinced. Okay, friends, ilibre niyo yun mamaya, alright? So, right. So like Stephen is an administrator, and really what you do is you carry the weight so that your pastors can continue preaching the word and inviting everybody to just, you know, grow in their faith and in their prayer life. So thank you for what you do. And before we get into project management, some of you are saying, oh no, ito ding project management, baka maduguto. Of all places to see this inspiring thing, I shared this to my management team at our comm meeting last Monday. I saw this in 9gag, right? So you might have seen this posted. I'm not promoting the site, okay? So I just happened to see this. So there are four circles, diba? When it comes to our work, there are things that we love. There are things that we're great at, the intersection of which is your passion. There are things that we love, and there are things that the world needs, the intersection of which is mission. There are things that the world needs, and you're paid for it. That's a vocation. There are things that you're great at, and you're paid for it, that's a profession. But really, the intersection of all of these things is our purpose. And how many of you understand that when you wake up in the morning, it's an honor and a privilege to be where we're at, to be serving in the ministry, to, you know, I was telling my team, grabe, I wake up every morning knowing that I'm doing something that I love, something that the world needs, something that I'm great at by the grace of God, and wow, thankfully, I'm paid for it. So hopefully, this helps us and keeps us thankful. Okay, bayon. The Bible says to be overflowing with thanksgiving. All right, so something for us to just remember as we look into the details. Because sometimes when you look into the projects, naman narinig nyo pa lang yung project, na-stress na kayo, di ba? So yeah, managing it, right? At the end of the day, when we all look where we're at, it's really a privilege and an honor to be serving the Lord, right? And to be where we're at. Parang walang nag-agree sa akin. Ayan. Okay, hindi ba kayo convinced? Okay. Funny story before I start. I think a year ago, I was looking at the different roles here at EN. And when I was looking at everybody, here's what I told myself. Grabe, no? Sa lahat ng trabaho sa EN, the one that I will never do is Carlos's job as comms director. I don't want to do that. Ganyan. So, parang I was praying, Lord, wag yun, of all things. And then one morning, I got a call from Pastor Nixon, and said, lo and behold, he says, oh, by the way, it was decided that you're going to take Carlos's place. So anyway, all right. But anyway, I'm doing what I love. I'm good at it. The world needs it. Kino-convincing sarili yan. So anyway, so welcome to project management. It's an introduction to project management, and it's an idiom that we use when we say getting our ducks in a row. It means putting things in order. And really, that's what project management is. For starters, what is a project? What is a project? I have a simple definition, and I have a more comprehensive definition of what a project is. So for those who want it simple, here's the definition of a project. A project is a temporary endeavor, okay? Underscore temporary, right? That has a definitive start and finish, okay? When you say project, it's temporary, okay? Usually, projects are initiated to create change in the organization, diba? So usually, when you want to upgrade certain things, diba, in the staff where you're at, gawa tayo ng project. Okay, aayusin natin yung accounting system, yung payroll system. Tama? When you're trying to create change in the organization, you usually roll out a project. It's temporary, it has a definitive start, and has a definitive finish. Usually, for things that create change in the organization, kapag natapos na siya, you relegate it now to operations. Diba? Kapag na-improve nyo na yung system, usually it becomes part of the operations. You close the project and say, that's now part of our day-to-day because you've upgraded something. Now, some projects are done as an event, like a rally. We just came from Discipleship 2015. Diba? So that's an example of a project. You rally people. It's an event. After that, it's done. Okay, and then in comes Ignite. Right, so Ignite's coming in June. That's another project. All right, so there are big projects, there are small projects. All right, there are projects na kayo lang, right? Doesn't involve a huge team. And there are projects that are cross-functional in nature, like Ignite, where we have so many people working on so many things. There's so many moving parts. All right, so projects also vary in complexity. So that's a simple definition of what a project is. Here's a more comprehensive definition if you're the type who likes details. Okay, so sino dito yung strengths finder nyo? Learner kayo, ganyan. Input kayo, ayan. So para sa inyo to. Alright. A project is a sequence of unique, complex, interrelated activities. It is a sequence. Ibig sabihin, you can't be an activator, ready, fire, aim. Alam mo yun, yung bar. Okay, fire, ready, aim. Okay? Some projects explode because you don't do things in its proper order. Right? You can't communicate your event if you haven't locked the venue. You can't really start inviting if you don't have a budget. Now, sometimes tayo, gusto natin, tara, gawin na natin. Announce na natin kagad dyan. And we're not thinking, then we mismanage the project. It is a sequence of interrelated, complex activities. Right? So that's the first. Second is, it has a clear goal. It has a clear goal. Okay? And later on, you'll see that as we go through the different aspects of project management, this is the very first thing we set. You have to begin with the end in mind. It has a clear goal. Underscore clear. Okay, so if it's not clear, later on, nagkakagulo kayo, bakit nasa na yung project natin, alright? Okay, involving different people. Okay, like I said, there are big projects that involve people that are even outside your department. Okay, when you rolled out Discipleship 2015 in your respective local churches and your centers, that involve different departments working together and even volunteers. Okay, so that's an important aspect of project. The people must be completed by a specific time. Okay, may deadline po. Okay, it just can't keep sliding. All right, it has a specific time within a budget. Ano yun? So within a budget. Okay, lagot tayo sa finance kapag wala tayong. But if we're not within budget, and according to specification, okay, or in specification, when God told Noah to build an ark, there were specifications. Right? God was very specific, and that ark was a big project. All right, so it has specifications. So later on, the reason I'm giving you these keywords, because later, you'll find these translated as we go through the process of project management. Okay, kailan natin siya isa-set for each word that we underline. Okay. keeping your done copying. So if that's what a project is, what then is project management? Ano yung project management? Okay. Para saan ba siya? Right? Project management is the art and science of running projects well. That's the simplest definition. And I say it's a science because there are very clear disciplines, systematic ways to manage projects. There are best practices that cut across industries. If you work in the industry, if you work in corporate, okay, or outside in a business, right? There's a science to it. Okay, and there are many approaches. There are many, many project management approaches depending on what kind of company you are. If you're an IT company, iba yung approach. Okay, if you're a manufacturing company, iba yung approach to project management. So there's a science to it. But we also say it's an art because it involves people. Okay, this is not your typical math problem. Nag-solve ka lang, ikaw lang mag-isa. Okay, so if you keep to the science, you'll get the result. Unfortunately, we're working with people. And we're working with fallen people. Tama ba? I mean, in the project of the creation, diba, when sin entered the world, it screwed up the project. You know what I'm saying? And imagine, we're dealing with people who are fallen. Diba? Di pa naman tayo lahat perfect. So there's an art to it. There's a lot of leadership required in project management. So if you think this is all about managing tasks, it's not. Yun yung science part. Mamanage mo yung task, itatime mo siya. And some of us who are very organized, gusto natin yun. Tapos naiinis tayo kapag, ba't kasi hindi sumusunod to sa, di ba? Ba't hindi sumusunod sa, oh, ano yung sinabing deadline eh, di ba? Kaya it's parang, nakikinig ka ba? Di ba? And you get, and, but that's part of it. That's part of project management. You have to deal with different kinds of personalities, different kinds of people. Okay? And syempre in this movement, okay, we do it by the grace of God, okay? With a lot of forgiveness, bearing with one another. Okay. No, sinabi ko parang naalala niyo na yung ano, yung latest project niya. Grabe, late na naman. So, alright. So it's an art. It deals with people. Okay. Now, if we don't do that, if we don't run our projects well, this thing happens. Okay. Ang ayos-ayos nung iba, and then there's this one person na ilang beses mo na sinabi who's not aligned, okay? Or there's this one part of the project that seems to be missing. Ready na lahat. Wala pang venue. Oh no. Alam mo, di ba? Parang ganyan. So if you don't manage the project, I mean, you've got the whole concept, wala ka pang budget. Right? So if you don't manage the projects well, this thing happens. Okay. Let's have some quick interaction. Baka inantok pa kayo. So, I'm just gonna ask this question. So share the most memorable project you were a part of. Okay. Yung walang... careful lah, baka may hugot yung iba, di ba? Para ganun. So, okay. What made it so memorable, all right? So if you can think of a project recently, you can think of a project back in college, baka mas safe yun, di ba? All right, so I'm gonna ask for volunteers. Share, what's the most memorable project that you were a part of? What were you doing? What happened? What was your role? Hey. Start tayo sa mga worship services. Ayan, yumuko lahat. Ayan. How about on this side of the room? Val, why don't you share?
Most memorable.
Bago pa ata.
Hello, ayan. Okay. Ano po, on the top of my head, discipleship conference po. So, it's memorable because we were as a team with new people in it. So, ibang dynamics from last year's. Kung that yung last year, sanay na kami sa isa't isa, ito may mga bago. So, ano talaga siya? Challenging siya kasi nga, it's, yun, gano'n yung sabi ni Pastor Jay kanina, it won't work the way you have it in your head na may science to it. Ito dapat yung results. Tas, yun. Yun siya. Memorable siya for me kasi nga, ano yun eh?
Coffee.
Love grower yun. Love grower siya as a project. Magmamature ka.
Grabe, no?
Ang ginawa ko po for that pala, ano ba? yung, I don't know the exact term natin. conference director. So nagde-delegate po, overseeing if everyone's doing their task. So pag may hindi gumagalaw.
Bakit?
Yan.
And the world will know that we are his disciples if we love one another.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Val. All right. Val, who do you want to share next? Who do you want to share next?
How about Kaiso?
Walang tumitingin kay Val.
Ano? Okay. Siguro yung memorable project, kinukwento kay Varsha, yung mga conferences before. Medyo ma-EN 2010, mga Campus Harvest, yung Ignite. Why it was memorable? Kasi yun yung naging, when you were still young, di ba, in the ministry, and kahit ano-ano, hindi mo naman kahit ano, nabing sabihin, kunwari, guest relations, hindi mo naman talaga siya alam. It's beyond your expertise, and you learn along the way. By your interface with at that time, siguro with the Pastor Robert, and before with the registration, sa ano pa yun, Ultra, naalala ko pa si Miss Mai, natatandaan ko to kasi, I've learned a lot, yung with the way they would do things, nag-observe ka, and you were part of a bigger team. And I believe, dahil madami ko natututunan, nakita mo siya na when God brings you to the next season, yun yung mga parang natutunan mo while on field, parang ganun, while you were in the grassroots. So I think those are the reasons why it's memorable, because of the so many things you've learned from people that you work with.
Great. You were guest relations during that time?
EN 2010, yung mga bosses, susundo ng mga, that's it.
Exciting yun.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Naubos ang English namin doon. Okay, yun yung.
Thanks, Kai. So, who do you want to share next? Mga two more people.
Wala akong maisip, ha? Project. Si Meg lumingon. Lumingon kasi si Meg eh.
Libre mo na lang siya mamaya ng lunch.
Ako sobrang luma nung naalala kong project. It's yung first project ko sa EN, which is EN07. Sobrang luma.
Wow.
Kasi I was part, it was my first.
Araneta yun, ano?
Yeah. Nung, kasi part ako ng registration team, kami gumagawa ng mga IDs. So it was just different because I just came out of corporate work, going into ministry work. So medyo ano siya, ibang klase yung experience. It's kasi hindi rin ako nagma-manage. It's just talagang tao ka lang doon. Tapos, you're just doing things. And then you're seeing, I think it's the same thing. Nakita mo yung paano makipag-deal sa tao sila, Pastor Robert. Just various, it's an exposure of, for me, it's memorable because it was an exposure of how the older generation handled different projects and just the excellence.
The older generation, buddy. Wala naman. Oh, sige, okay lang yun. Pag-usapan natin sila.
Parang yan. That's why for me, it was hanggang ngayon, pag naaalala mo yung, sabi, di ba, 17,000 yung maximum capacity ng Araneta. Naaalala mo pa rin yung pag tumayo ka doon, tapos yung ginagano nila yung ID nila, napaparaning kami yung nasa red. Huwag niyong masirain yung ID ninyo. Parang that's why it's very memorable for me.
Great. So you're in registration.
Yeah.
Community.
I'm sticking the stickers on the IDs.
Okay. One last. One
James.
Last. Yan.
Hindi na nga ako tumitingin. Anyway.
Oh, para may men naman daw. Oh, rise up.
Diba? Siguro isa sa mga pinaka-memorable when I directed, pwedeng hindi sa church. Okay lang. Kasi I used to do MD, music directing sa industry before. Up until now naman, but medyo minimal na lang. Yung pinaka-memorable sa akin when I directed the concert of City Navarro sa Music Museum. That was the first time I deal with ano talaga, mga senior na musicians. And alam mo yun, iba rin talaga, parang if you're working with yung mga established na musicians na nandun na sa industry, and then I was a newbie back then. Na parang, sino ba tong MD na to? And then, so, yun nga, working with talagang big names like Martin Niveren.
Wow.
Alam mo yun, yung parang yung feeling na parang kala mo parang aapihin nila yung work mo. Pero I just did my part, and then at the end of the project, the concert, parang marami ring ano sabi, oh, okay yung ano, ganyan. So yung learning then of ano of yung syempre yung dealing talaga with ano with people na yeah. Ano, sa mga fallen. Lalo artist pa sila, di ba? So, different temperaments.
Talaga kailangan fallen. pero, I understand. Great. So, and so outside the church example. No? So, at one point or another, we've managed the project and there's a lot of learnings that come with it. Actually, project management is something that you just really learn as you do. No one does project management the first time around that's perfect. Right? Ingat kayo ba? Kunin kayo ni Lord kasi perfect na, di ba? So, so it's really a trial and error sometimes. And the reason we're going through this course is so that you can learn at least the science part of it, some of the science of it, so that you're more equipped now as you manage projects for your church or your department. Okay, memorable for me, actually, hindi siya memorable because of any of the learnings. I had a project back when I was in the industry, and we had to bring, parang I sponsored the project with a Cup Amelia Stars. Okay, and you know Dinagyang, you know that festival. Dinagyang is a festival in Iloilo. So punta ako doon, and then we ended up in this pavilion that was just glass. All of it was just glass. So nung dumating kami, it was quite a remote area. It's not easily accessible by the road. Tapos nandito kami yan. So, ano kumakain na? So, syempre, feeling mo artista ka rin kasi 'di ba paglingon mo si Piolo, tapos Angel Locsin. So, alam mo parang ganyan. So, feeling mo well, si Jack, ay hindi, wala pa si Jack noon. So, anyway, I'm saying parang marami. And then when we were getting food, parang padami nang padami yung tao sa labas. Alam mo, yung nakatingin sa bintana, tapos parang yung kapag lumingon ka parang gumagaya sila lahat. Tapos feeling mo artista ka talaga. Anyway, so that had nothing to do with project management, but it was just memorable for me. It was successful. I love the festival there, but again, different experiences for different projects. Okay, now let's go to effective project management. Okay, so when you say effective project management, simply put, it's three things. How do you know that you're managing a project effectively? Well, one, it's on time. Okay, it's on time. Okay, hindi ka late. All right, your deliverables get in hopefully ahead of time. Okay, and you estimated it right. Later on, we'll talk about this some more. Part of being on time is proper estimation. If you commit to certain tasks and you miscalculate how long they should take, then you will find yourself with a delayed project. So later on, we'll talk about that. But first of all, it's on time. Second, it's on target. What does it mean to be on target? Kanina, sabi natin, with specifications, di ba? So each project has specifications. Now, the question is, are you on target? Are you hitting those specifications? Are you hitting the goal? Di ba? We talked about the goal. So if you're hitting both the goal and the specifications, then you're on target. That's the second. And last, you're within budget. Okay, you're not gonna get flagged by finance. All right, saying na bakit kayo sumobra. All right, you're within budget. Okay. Within budget also means that you did not over forecast. I mean, yung 1,000 lang, tapos forecast mo 50,000. Alam mo mga ganun. So hindi naman, di ba? Right? So you're within budget, and there's good accuracy versus forecast. Okay, so you're on time, you're on target, and you're within budget. Easy enough? Okay, how do you know that you're managing a project effectively? Simple, you're on time, you're on target, you're within budget. Good. Okay, next. Now that we know what effective project management is, let's now go through the phases of project management. Okay, a project has several phases. Again, it depende sa company or sa organization. Okay, how many phases a project has. But to simplify everything, we just divided the project into four phases. Okay, four phases. And when you look at, okay, these phases, it's initiate, plan, execute, and control. Some people, they separate these things, but we'll just put them together. Okay? Execute and control. And then close. Okay? Initiate, plan, execute, and control. And then close. So don't worry about this. I think there's a drawing, there's an illustration somewhere in your handout. Now, each project phase has a specific input and a specific output. So if we were to put it into this graphic, into this chart of sorts or table, you'll see that for each phase of the project, you'll have your input and then your output. So let's go through that. A project begins when there's an opportunity. Right, there's an opportunity. Oh, there's an opportunity to meet or to gather all of our victory group leaders, okay, in a conference to equip them and empower them to evangelize, to go and share the gospel. Okay, that's an opportunity, right? And then because of an opportunity, usually probably your boss, your senior pastor, your department head will go to you and say, oh, by the way, may project tayo. Okay, there's an opportunity. That's the input. And then, somewhere there, after mo ma-shock, di ba, ha? May, ano yun? Project? Ano yun? Ang dami natin ginagawa. Ay, talaga may project. Okay, sige. And then you initiate, di ba? So, all right. After you get through your shock, you initiate. And then, the output is a project brief. A project brief. Okay, later we'll talk about what is a project brief. Now, that project brief becomes an input to your plan. Okay, or to your planning phase. As you go through the planning phase, the output is a very solid project plan, okay? Very robust. There's a whole set of tools and science to this. We won't go into that in much detail because we'll just simplify it for now. Okay, but then you'll have a project plan. Your project brief is your contract. Later on, I'll talk about it more, okay? Sabihin, ito yung gusto natin gawin. Your project plan is your map. Okay, ito yung kailangan natin gawin para makarating tayo dun sa destination. That's your map. Okay. Now, your project plan is the very thing that you execute and then control. And the output of this phase is usually your project minutes and updates. Okay. Meeting together, project meetings are part of execution. If you don't meet, it's hard to get things done, right? So that's part and parcel of execution. Okay? And of course, the output of that are project minutes. And then, when you have stakeholders, you need to update them. Okay? You need to update them. So that's what project updates are. Later, we'll talk about that in more detail. Now, after the project has been executed, okay, you've rolled it out, you've launched it, it's time to close. People usually forget this part. Okay. Close? Ah, may kinaklose pa ba yung project? Okay na yan. May next project na eh. Alam mo yan. So, alam mo yan. Alright? Okay. You close. And the output of that is a project summary. Right. A project summary. Right. So, again, for each phase, there's an input. There's an output. Okay. So, opportunity. And then initiate, resulting in a project brief. Using your project brief, which is your contract. You meet your team, you plan, and then you come up with a very solid project plan. And based on your project plan, you meet and say, are we doing things well? You come out with minutes, with action points, and all of that, right? Then you have your project. It's rolled out and executed, and then finally you close with a project summary. Okay, question. What is the focus of each project phase? Okay, so we're going to look at each project phase and see what the focus is. Para saan ba siya? Right. Okay. Let's start. Okay. Let's start with the first phase. So opportunity. So again, there's an opportunity. And sometimes the opportunity is a problem. Oh, shucks, may problem tayo. Okay, we need to fix this. Our security is weak. We have, I don't know, maybe if you're in worship services, some of the problems in worship services, you have people stealing, you know, mga ganyan, diba? So, no, we need to up our security, right? Okay. So that's whether it be an opportunity or a problem, that's what you begin with. You're gonna say, oh no, we have to increase or up our security for our worship services. Okay. So whether it be in operations, ano ba yung mga teams nyo here in finance? Okay. So oh no, it's not reconciling in the back end. So anyway, all right. So that's a problem. Okay. And then you initiate. And then for this phase, really, the focus is clarity. The focus is clarity. And usually kasi people don't initiate, they go straight to execute. May project tayo. O, tara, gawin na natin. Alam mo yan. So, lalo yung, when you're senior pastor or your pastors are activators, oh, nagawa niya na? Kaka-brief lang sa'yo kanina, di ba? So, my mom's like that, no? She tells me, oh, Jay, do this after 5 minutes. Oh, tapos na? Kakasabi mo pala. Oh, tapos na? So, you know, sometimes you just go straight to execution, all right? But really, the reason this is important is because this establishes clarity, this phase. Because you need to clarify the following. First, what needs to be done? Okay, ano ba yung kailangan gawin? Okay. Why do we need to do this well? Okay, what's the context? What's the purpose? What's the background of the project? Who will get this done? So, can I tap some people in the department? Can I talk to... So, you have to clarify this. Who will get this done? And then, when will this be done by? When do you need this? Ah, kahapon. So, ganun. Yeah, in the world of Russians and Argentinians, diba? Yan, Russian. Yan, diba? Argentinian. So, yan. So, okay, diba? Yung iba, yun denotes, diba? Hindi yung ito. Okay, sige. So, okay lang yan. Alright, diba? Okay, when do we need this by? Okay. And how will it get done? What are the key milestones? If I were to break the project down in milestones, what are the milestones that we need? Okay, we need to clarify this. Kasi later on, if you don't clarify this, kasi this is your contract eh. Pag hindi nyo kinlarify yan sa nagbigay sa inyo ng project, later on, oh, so ginawa nyo, di ba? Oh, nagawa nyo na. Oh, ito na. Oh, pastor, ito na po. Ay, hindi yan yung hiningi ko. Nako, lagot, di ba? Nagawa mo na, nagastusan mo na, nabudgetan mo na. Alam mo yan, so, kompleto na eh. Tapos na yung RF, nag-liquidate ka na nga. Ay, hindi yan yung gusto ko. Lagot tayo. Di ba? So, that's what this is for. Alright, we need clarity from the get-go so that we know, we always begin with the end in mind. Okay? So that we know what we're going to put our resources into. Kasi, this will consume a lot of resource. It's gonna be your time. It's gonna be church resources, okay? So if you're not clear from the get-go, somewhere in the middle, magkakaproblema. The worst is, yung patapos ka na, tapos mali, all right? So you just, that's just the worst. All right, so the reason you need to do this part of the project, this phase of project management is because you need these things answered, okay? So, what do we need to do? We need to define the opportunity and the objectives. Okay, what is the opportunity? Okay, so for Discipleship 2015, the opportunity, well, Pastor Jim LaFoon did say, right, and said that the momentum, the growth that we get from momentum because of transfer growth is coming to an end. The next wave of growth will happen not because people will kind of join us because we're attractional. It will happen because we will go and evangelize. That's the opportunity. So really, as we gather our victory group leaders, that's our opportunity to infuse, you know, a fresh urgency and passion for evangelism. Opportunity. Okay? What are the objectives? Yun, you want to activate your current and your upcoming victory group leaders to share the gospel boldly. You want to communicate or you want to teach them the new tools we have for evangelism. That's the second objective. And the third is you want to update them with the new discipleship journey. Right? Nakita nyo yun, di ba? With the new books, all of that. Yeah. So those are objectives. Okay. Second, ito na. Identify the project sponsor and the project owner. Identify the project sponsor and the project owner. What's the difference? The project owner, likely, tayo yun. The one running the project. Okay? You own the project. Whatever happens to the project, that's on you. You are the owner. The project sponsor is the one who commissioned the project to you and is the one who will take out obstacles kung kailangan nyo ng tulong. Alright? So your project sponsor will be your big brother of sorts. Nako, may problem. Kailangan natin ng more budget. Punta ka sa project sponsor. Do you think we can get more budget? And so, that's what your project sponsor, that's who your project sponsor is. Okay. In the case of Discipleship 2015 for Metro Manila, project owner is Pastor Larry Uy. He's the conference director. Okay, so he led the team together with me for the home communications part. And then the project sponsor is Pastor Ferdy. So if we need things moving, oh my, no, we need Pastor Rice to speak. Yan, diba? Okay, I'll do something about it. Yeah, so you have Pastor. Did I just imitate him? Sorry. So it just kind of flows. So, please erase that part. Okay, diba? So then he's going to do something about it. He's going to make sure that he talks to the right people to get things done. That's your project sponsor. He takes out obstacles for you. Para magawa mo yung project. Okay? So it's important to identify who that is. Your project sponsor is your greatest ally. Okay. All right. So that's the second. Once you've defined opportunity and objectives, you've identified the project sponsor and the project owner. Okay. Now you need to estimate the initial resources required to achieve the project objectives. Ano yung resources? Una, sino yung team? Who's going to do it? Again, right, we said that it will require people to accomplish the project. It can't just be you, especially for big projects. So, sino yon? Okay. What is your budget? How much time do you need? What equipment do you need, etc.? So, that is what you need to look into as you initiate the project. And you capture all of that in a project brief. Okay. Yan yun. Yan yung kontrata. Okay. This project brief formally initiates the project and becomes the basis for planning the project. So yan yun. Okay. Kung hindi yan malinaw, magkaka-problem tayo later on. Some people, they have that signed. Okay. How do you go about writing your project brief? Well, so anyway, some more things about the project brief. It outlines what will be done, why it will be done, how it will be done, who will get it done, and by when it will be done. Okay. It says in Habakkuk, write it down, make it plain, so that others may run with it. Okay. Paano sinusulat yung project brief? Well, one suggestion is you hold a meeting with your project sponsor and probably some key people in the team that will become the project team. And then you try to map out, okay, ano ba yung purpose nitong project na to? Ano ba yung objectives ng project na to? Ano ba yung, okay, so, ano ba yung reason? Why do we need to do this project? Okay. When do we need it done? So, that's one suggestion. You gather these people in a meeting. Now, some bosses, kapag nilagay mo sa meeting, they can't answer it. Ano ba tong meeting na to? Ano ba yung mga ganun? Para saan ba talaga to? Tong meeting na to? Some bosses or some pastors or okay, department heads. If there's a project, sometimes it's better that you write it first. I-interview mo muna siya. So, okay, ano ba yung gusto mo sa project kanya ganyan? Okay, let me write it down. And then you go to that person and say, "Okay, does this look like what you want? Ito ba 'yon?" Alright? Who's like that? When we talk to the apostolic team, usually we write it down. When we talk to the senior pastors, we write it down for them. And then we just validate. We show it on the screen and say, is this what you want? Okay. Because sometimes, sa sobrang dami nilang iniisip, may kasal pa sila, may counseling, may preaching, you know? So, ang dami. It's so hard to shift hats for them. You just have to do it for them. Okay, write it down. But there are people na okay rin. You can sit them down and madaling kausap. Okay, and we can put the project together, right? Why do we need to write it down? Kasi kapag verbal agreement, madaling ma-misinterpret. Tama ba? Sometimes, we all talk about the same thing and then you leave the room, everyone has their own interpretation of what that thing is, right? So the reason we write it down is so that it's clear to everybody what we're trying to accomplish. Does that make sense? So yun yan. That's why it serves as your contract. Okay? Papirmahan nyo pa kung gusto nyo, di ba? Ay, hindi, ito yung nag-read. Oh, yun, diba? So sabi mo, ito yung kailangan. Alright. Okay. Let's try. I think on your sheet, on your manuals, there's a template, no ba? Of the project brief, okay? And there are questions there that will guide you. Okay, so I'll go through the questions and we're going to have an activity. And then we'll have a break after that. So the activity is to fill out a project brief for a project that you're... Are you currently working on a project right now? Okay, sige. For this to be useful to you, try natin sagutan. Okay lang ba yun? Try natin sagutan. Okay, let's go through the template. First, what's the name of the project? It's nice to put a project name. Be creative, di ba? Don't call it just what it is. Yung medyo inspiring naman, no? You're medyo fun, all right? So, give it a project name. Okay. Ma? Before in Unilever, when we go through project names, pagalingan yan eh. So sometimes, okay, game, lahat ng tennis player. Ano may project name? Okay, game, lahat ng kotse. So, depends eh. But the point is, the project name is what you're gonna be using a lot. So, make it creative. Okay, so at least, yun naman ang konting spice. Okay. Purpose, why do we need to do this project? Why do we need to do it well? Why? What's the opportunity? What's the context? Is there a problem? Okay, why do we need to do it well? That's the purpose. Okay, like I said kanina, di ba? The purpose for Discipleship 2015, di ba? We heard prophetic words said by Jim LaFoon, that again, all of that. That's why you know, this conference will be our opportunity to increase the sense of urgency and the renewed passion for evangelism. That's what purpose sounds like. Objectives. What needs to be done? Okay. Usually when you're writing an objective, it starts with two, activate current and victory, potential victory group leaders to passionately share the gospel or to boldly share the gospel. Okay? Project team, who will get this done? Who will get this done? And this is important. Okay. If you don't have the right people in the team, likely you're going to get stuck somewhere in the project. Oh no, wala tayong ano. Kalimutan natin, right? So you need to get this right, okay? Then deadline. When will this need to be done by? Okay. When's the deadline? Deliverables. Anong difference sa deliverables objectives? Deliverables are more specific. Okay. So when you imagine a conference, what are the deliverables? Your program, diba? Yung giveaway, right? Your ano. So marami yan eh. Okay, deliverables. How will we get this done? All right.